Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is so lovely that you have chosen to listen to me today. If any of you are new people listening in after the book fair at the Brook Street Pier that I had last week, where I handed out heaps of little business cards saying I've got a podcast and a blog, welcome. It is really great to have you with me, have you with us. And today, after a bit of personal chat about grandchildren with Scotty, which I tell you what, I can't resist. Anyone say, you want to talk about your grandson? Yes, I most definitely do. After that, Scotty and I talk about what happens when your life starts to feel a weariness and a sameness and a monotony. And I think that for me, for my personality type, this is quite easy to happen. I can, because I like routine and because I like rules, I can put all the rules in place and start to feel a sameness in my life, a monotony in my life. And, you know, thinking, what's going on? I'm doing everything right. What's the deal here? So with Scotty, I have one solution to this problem, one idea of what we can do if we start feeling this way. But I held back quite a few for you guys today, other ideas that I've had that I want to talk about. So have a listen to the chat with Scotty. You'll hear me come up with one solution to the problem, and then afterwards we'll have another longer talk about other ways that we can deal with this problem of sameness and weariness and monotony in our lives.
Good morning, this is Ultra 65, and Ruth Amos is with me again, and she's back and all grandmothered up.
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've just been away and visited your grandson.
Yes.
And he's absolutely gorgeous. I've seen some photos. And it must have been hard to leave.
It was very, very hard to leave. But I tell you, the funniest thing was that when we turned up and knocked on the door, the dog was so excited to see us. She thought we were there to see her.
But I don't care about you. She's a little kid there.
I love you, hero, but I really love Rue a lot more.
There's something about grandchildren, isn't there? They're just adorable.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I think the dog peed on the floor at our place and the grandson peed on the floor as well. So maybe, you know.
The first time I ever met my grandson, he peed on me. I'm like, great introduction. Thanks very much.
This is what happened.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about a lesson I have learned from the world of advertising.
Oh, okay.
And you know how much we love advertising in this place. Not, but a guy called Bill Birnbach, he was in the mid-20th century. He was looking at all the ads, and I think he's like the father of modern advertising or something. He's looking at the ads, and he said that all of the ads he saw followed the techniques. They followed the rules perfectly. But he said, if you look behind the techniques, beneath the techniques, you find a sameness, a mental weariness, and a mediocrity of ideas.
Wow.
But they can defend everything, every ad, on the basis it obeys the rules of advertising. And then he said it's like worshipping the ritual instead of the God. And I thought, we can apply that. If you're like me, now not everyone is like this. Moz is definitely not like this, but I like rules and I like knowing techniques and I like knowing how to organise my time and whatever. But I can get to the point where I'm following all the rules because they're rules and following them and forgetting.
And the rules are there to serve us.
That's right. We put the rules in place to help us live, and I'm forgetting to live because I'm just so determined to follow the rules. So, yeah, I just wanted to encourage people this morning. Yes, the rules are helpful, but if this tool is something that you're feeling trapped in or it has that sameness, weariness and mediocrity in it, let's think about why we're doing this and make time to live. Yeah.
I even know as parenting, like we did an amazing course when we were like first having children called Growing Kids God's Way.
Mm.
And it was so good, you know, and it put a whole bunch of things in place that you could follow, you know, certain rules, you know, around raising children. But then the whole thing was, it's about context.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, if you get to a certain thing and that rule doesn't work for you, then look at the context. You know, like scrap that rule for that moment in time because it's about context. And it really is about context, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I was thinking, well, what can we do about this? What can you do about it? And I thought, well, I really still think one of the best things you can do about it is take some time out for silence and listen to yourself, get in touch with yourself and just try to figure out what's going on here, because I think we can tend to fill our lives with more and more, and especially if something's going slightly wrong or feeling slightly weird, you don't want to think about it, so you just put it off. But one of the better things we can do to live life is
find a bit of space.
Yeah.
You know, I did that the other day. I used to do it all the time. I was just feeling overwhelmed with so much stuff, and I'm just like, I'm just going to take a couple of hours, and I went up to the Mount Nelson lookout. And I just sat there for like an hour.
Yeah.
And just sat there and I prayed. I, you know, beautiful view up there, just prayed and just thought about things. And I made a real conscious decision to put my phone away as well. Because we fill our space with our phones. So it's like, oh, there's 10 seconds of silence. Oh, they'll grab my phone, you know.
That's right.
And it was the best thing because it just allowed me to clear my head.
Mm.
And I just come away feeling a lot more positive. And like all those things then were able to kind of fall into place almost. Yeah.
So my phone talks to my watch and my watch goes on my wrist, which is usually very, very helpful. But I've realized that in my 15 minutes of silence each day, my phone needs to go in airplane mode. So I'm not even getting the thought that there's a something waiting for me on my phone when I finish this time, and just really slow down and take that time.
Yeah, fantastic. Good advice. Really good advice. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you,
See
Scotty.
You in a couple of weeks.
So I totally stand by the idea of solitude and silence. I think it is foundational. I'm beginning to see that this is one of the most important disciplines that we can put in place. And you don't have to spend a whole hour sitting on the top of the mountain, but you can spend, if you can spend 10 or 15 minutes in silence and, you know, wait till the tape in your head runs out, the tape that's got all the things you have to do and all the things you have to think about and all the things you have to worry about. Wait in silence until you can actually breathe, you know, notice your breath, breathe in deeply, and you can hear the birds singing outside and you can just get that sense of peace. That is amazing. That will be life-changing for you if you haven't done this. And it'll be hard. So try it a few times. Don't just try it once and give up. Try it a few times and try and make that a part of your life. I cannot recommend that highly enough, but I did say that I would recommend some other things. So here we go. The thing that I find is that I like rules and I like order and I like routine. And I get this thought in my head that if I can just get the routine absolutely perfect, then my life will be peaceful. And as we know, peace is one of my top values. And so if I can get peaceful because I've got my routine right and I'm following all the rules, then my life will be perfect. Okay, so what's the problem with a perfect life? The thing about life is that it's not a spreadsheet. It's not something that if you get all the rules right, you will have a beautiful, perfect life. Because what can easily happen with that mindset that I have is that you don't get perfection, you get monotony, you get mediocrity, you get weariness because it's all the same. It's the same thing every day. And although I seek after that and I think this is going to make my life perfect, it just doesn't. Life's not like that. Life's not supposed to be like that. It's not made like that. Life is more like a work of art than it is a spreadsheet. A work of art, a piece of music, a dance, even a novel, all these things have ups and downs. They have light and shade. They have fast and slow. You know, they're not just the same thing over and over again. And once I fall into that routine, and I have before, like I'm following this routine because life is hard right now. And if I don't follow my routine to the letter, then I am going to get overwhelmed and I'm not going to do very well. But the thing that leads to is depression. It leads to me having this blandness and grayness in my life that I don't need. So one of the things that I need to do is just let go of that idea. Just completely say, well, life has light and shade, up and down, fast and slow, and let's just roll with it a bit. Let's just go with it. Yes, put the techniques in place, but don't hold on to them gritting your teeth saying, this is what we're going to do because it's the only way I'm going to cope. It's hard, but one of the things that you can do to get out of this mindset is to be imperfect, to get things wrong, to make incorrect choices. Eat cake, spend a day in your pajamas, leave the washing up on the sink, double book an appointment, right? These little things that are wrong, and I say wrong in air quotes, these little things that are just imperfect, accept them as part of life. This is what life is. It is imperfections. This is where we're at. And I hope that when I get to heaven, I'll figure out how to have life that has light and shade and beauty in it without being monotonous and weary, and I'm pretty sure we will. But right now, the way we live, if you can allow yourself imperfections, if you can allow other people imperfections, then it's going to help you out. I think it's going to help you to live. So just as if to underline my point, as I'm recording, Moz has come back on his way to work and made noises in the background that you probably heard. Life is imperfect, hey. It's the way it is. And this is the thing. Sometimes it's not you that's not following the rules. Sometimes life happens to you. Like you are going somewhere and you've left plenty of time, but then there's a car accident. You're stuck in traffic and you can't do anything about it. Or someone cancels an appointment that was a long-standing appointment. Or suddenly you're babysitting a two-year-old and your whole day has to be completely rearranged. And what I can do in response to that is spend the whole day grumpy, mourning the loss of my perfect rule-following routine day. But instead, I think we need to say, woo, plot twist. Look at this beautiful accent of colour in my otherwise dull work of art, and keep moving forward, you know, remembering to keep that gratitude going and keep going. And some plot twists are bigger than others. I know this. So for some people, they lose their job or they find out they have cancer or a loved one dies or whatever. And these situations are not what I'm talking about today. Okay, because in these situations, people often work this out for themselves and they have that grief that they go through and they realize that what life is actually all about is living. And there's so many memoirs of people realizing through horribly hard situations just what is so meaningful to them and what's important about life and being able to let go of the other little bits and pieces. But, you know, what I'm asking is, can we learn that lesson without having to have the big grief and tragedy? Can we really apply that lesson to our lives? And I think we can. So I'm not saying drop everything. I mean, I still think these rules and productivity lessons and ways of living are important. And I think that, you know, we need to keep moving in the right direction. There's that little story about aircraft or ships or whatever being off route as much as they are on route. They're just constantly course correcting from going off to back on. And I don't know if that's true or not. If you're a pilot, maybe you can tell me whether you're, you know, flying in a zigzag to generally make it in the straight line. But I think if the trend of our life is in the right direction, that's important. So let's keep on using to-do lists and maybe using the quadrant, the important urgent quadrant, to organize them when we're feeling overwhelmed. And let's keep using a calendar and let's keep making space in between appointments so we're not rushing from one thing to another. And let's keep putting space in between someone's request and our answer so that we can know whether we're making the right answer or not. That's all good stuff. Let's keep the trend going in the right direction. But let's remember too that our life is not an Excel spreadsheet. Our life is a work of art. And let's just remember about these accents that we've got in our life that make it beautiful. We're not wanting to be robots. We're not wanting to live in monotony. We want to live a creative, beautiful work of art. And sometimes the little mistakes and the little imperfections are the thing that make our life beautiful. So that's what I have to say today. And if you would like to talk to me about that, I would love to hear from you. You can write to me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au. You can find me at A Quiet Life Blog on Twitter, or you can find me at Ruth Amos Author on Facebook. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. And I hope that this week for you is a beautiful work of art and that you will incorporate the imperfections to make your life a thing of beauty.